we need rain for the flowers, so the pollen that the bees use to make the honey. And yeah, when it doesn't rain, then even if it is flowering, then it doesn't have enough nectar in it to feed the bees. So they're not getting enough food. They also drink a lot of water, so they need water around a lot as well. So where we've got them, we've got a dam, but it's gone dry. So basically we have to cut water out to our bees for them to drink. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, this may be a stupid question, but do bees actually drink water? So they do. Do they, excuse my ignorance, but do they just drink it through their mouth like any other animal would?
Yeah, they'll go have a drink, yeah.
Right, okay.
So some people put out, like they will put out tubs in like rocks or something so they don't drown, and then they can just, sit and have a drink. So, but they do need a lot of water.
Okay, so there's two sides to the water. They need it to drink like any other animal would, and for the flowering requires water to produce the nectar that the bees use to create honey and also food for them.
Yeah, that's right. The honey is their food. So we're in the hive, they put it into the hexagon cells, and that's what they live on.
Okay, and so what's been the impact with this dry over the last, what are we saying here, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah, well, definitely this year it got pretty bad because, our dam dried up. And then just the amount of trees, like they weren't flowering, the seasons were a bit, like it was a bit off. Like usually we say to people, in spring, we'll have more honey because they'll make a lot of honey, but they weren't. So they didn't produce enough. And if they don't have enough, sometimes we have to even feed them what's called sugar water. And we don't like to do that much because it's not natural, but it's how we help them survive. If their numbers are down and they're weak, what happened with one hive is that a stronger hive attacked them and stole all their honey and killed that beehive. So we lost one beehive like that. And then we lost two other hives through ants. So we haven't really had an ant problem before, but this time the ants looking for moisture actually got into the beehive and killed the bees to steal the honey that had the moisture content in it. Yeah, that they're after.
So they're not after the honey for food, they're after it for water.
Well,
it's the fluid in the honey that they want.
Yeah, something to eat. So,
So you've lost three hives, but the hives that you haven't lost, have they also lost a little bit of their productivity?
Yeah, definitely. So we would have thought we would have been able to harvest by now at least one of each hive, and we haven't been able to do that. So we've probably harvested off three or four hives, and that's it. So all the others we haven't harvested at all. And by now we would have harvested them all at least once.
You mean once, and because you harvest, I think you said twice a year?
Twice. We try to. So
does that mean you'll probably only end up harvesting those ones once this year, do you think?
Yeah, probably. So we're down half production, I dare say.
Has this had much of an impact on your business?
Yeah, definitely. This is the year that we decided that we were going to make a company. So, all the expenses of setting up a company, and we actually went and bought 15 new hives, and we were going to, try to double our numbers. And so that hasn't worked.
So have you got hives sitting empty kind of thing?
Yeah, we've got a hive sitting empty in our shed because we were buying them some new bees from Mackay. So they also have a shortage because of the drought. Their bee numbers haven't increased like they would when it is raining.